You'll never guess what piece of Americana has become a sought-after collector's item. The whole, or should we say, two-hole story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working. Until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-933-1785. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-933-1785. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-933-1785. 1-800-933-1785.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Saturday, November 28th, the 332nd day of the year. Music mogul Berry Gordy Jr. has a birthday, and the Grand Ole Opry made its radio debut on this day 90 years ago. It wasn't that long ago that indoor plumbing was considered a luxury. Many of us have parents or grandparents with stories of trekking to the outdoor privy in the middle of a cold winter's night. But who would have thought that those vanishing icons would one day become treasured by historians? And it's not just the structure itself that's of interest. Collectors say the earth around the old outhouse sites can be a treasure trove for antique liquor and medicine bottles. We'll leave the reasons to your imagination. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.